Locker Room Chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9. We're coming up on week three of the high school football season. Pleased to be joined now by Troy head coach. That is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, your team off to a 2-0 start. So impressive in the victory last week at Valley Falls, 63-0. Just take us through that ball game and how impressive was that to see what your team did?
Hey, yeah, we came out, I thought, with good focus, especially on defense. We weren't real sharp offensively on the first couple series. We missed some receivers and had some penalties, but really focused in then and took care of business. And it was nice to see them come out and do that. I know Valley Falls was without their quarterback, and our kids, you know, figured that out when we got down there. So to remain focused on the job at hand and to not take an opponent lightly was a key thing for us. You know, our senior leadership provided us with that. Just had a lot of different people get involved. It was real nice. I think we had seven different people score touchdowns, and we really proved, you know, that we have a lot of weapons offensively that can hurt you. And then we also proved we have a lot of kids that can make plays on defense in that game to come home with a shutout. Pretty impressive.
We talked about the week one to week two jump. A lot of coaches kind of talked about that maybe being the biggest kind of step, biggest improvement, at least early on in the season. It seemed for the most part that you probably had that pretty significant jump from week one to week two.
Yeah, cut down on some penalties, you know, maybe tackled a little bit better in that game, blocked a little bit better, I think. So those are the kind of little fundamental things that we definitely want to see improvement on every week. And it looked like we did that from week one to week two. And now we just got to keep getting better every day of practice and keep, you know, fine-tuning those things.
How about the progression of Reagan Hartman at quarterback, 210 more passing yards for him, the offense as a whole, 456 yards. Just the balance there and just Reagan kind of leading that charge and keeping that group in check.
Yeah, he's done a good job. Only his second varsity game as a quarterback and really had a nice game. We didn't have him run the ball too much in that game, but he did a nice job throwing the ball, nice job directing the offense. There wasn't the confusion on some of the play calls that we had in week one. We were lined up right and everybody was on the same page with the play call. And that was, you know, because of his leadership there. And, you know, the running the ball you mentioned there, that's a high total for us. We want that balance offensively between the run and pass game. And we were able to do that in this game with a lot of kids getting involved in the running game also.
Troy off to a 2-0 start, wins over Wabunsee and Valley Falls. Coming up, a road trip to Valley Heights on Friday night for a TBL showdown. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Troy head coach Derek Jasper, it is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Trojans are 2-0, coming off a 63-0 win over Valley Falls, a game that was ended at the half. Now you step back into the TVL, you get a young, athletic Valley Heights team. You have to go on the road. What's the early scouting report? What kind of jumps off the page at you?
Well, long road trip for us. I think our longest of the season, so that's nice. But, you know, a league opponent, still not a district game yet at this point, but a league opponent, so one we know pretty well, one we play every year, one we played a couple times in years when both of us were pretty good. You know, they're just going to do what Valley Heights does. They want to line up and run the ball, and we haven't been able to stop that here in the last 3 years. So hopefully we've improved our run defense a little bit. A real strength for them, I think, is their size and experience on the O-line and D-line. Some of their skills players are younger guys, but man, still athletic and fast. I know they took a hit losing the Parker kid who played quarterback for them last year, but the younger kid that's playing now looks to be very athletic and maybe even likes to throw the ball around a little bit more. So kind of weird to see Valley Heights come out in some spread formations because that's kind of unusual for them. But so just a lot to look into and get ready for, and they're just going to be who they are, and we've got to be a physical football team this week because Twin Valley League, when you put Valley Heights and Trail in there, those teams are known for their physicality. We sometimes people call us a finesse team, and we need to show that we can be a physical football team as well.
Mustangs lost to Centralia in week one, but they bounced back, beat Onega last week 46-7 behind the back of Jaden DeWalt. You talk about the offensive line, they're big, they got experience up there, but boy, he played roughly 2.5 quarters, 12 carries, 290 yards, and 5 touchdowns, about 24 yards per carry. Obviously, the running game is going to start with him. Pretty impressive numbers. How do you slow him down?
Oh, yeah. He really jumped off the page watching film. I mean, he's not real big, but he's fast and very elusive and looks like he's kind of hard to get your hands on, kind of hard to tackle. Really a great game from him. I think he's just a sophomore, but like I said, running behind that line, they created some holes for him for sure, and that's what we got to kind of try to make sure we're assignment sound and don't let him get loose, kind of try to keep him bottled up. If he gets through a couple of us, his speed's going to, you know, take him to the house. So definitely focus on him a little bit, but I know, you know, they're going to use their fullback and there are other people in their run game, and just got to be assignment sound, and that's pretty hard against them because they're all their different formations, and just trying to stop their belly option and things like that's always been kind of difficult for us. They're content just to get 3 yards a carry and really slow the game down and try to keep our offense off the field, and we want to try to get some three and outs so that, you know, the game is more possessions in the game. We feel like the more possessions that are in the game, the better chance for us.
There it is, Derek Jasper, head coach at Troy. They go to Valley Heights on Friday to try to improve to 3-0. The Mustangs are 1-1 off a win over Onega on Friday last week. Coach, congrats on the good start. Appreciate it very much as always. Good luck on Friday against Valley Heights, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.